The Tortoise and the Hare.
Once out in the countryside, there was a slow-moving tortoise. And a very quick hare, a hare that liked to run here and liked to run there, a hare that ran there. "Ha, ha," said the hare, I can run much faster than you, tortoise. Why, I could run, I bet I could go down to the corner 25 times before you could get down there once. Yeah, 25, no, 26, 27, I bet I could get down there 30 times and back before you could even get down there once. That's how slow you are, ha, ha," said the hare, "and how fast I am, ha, ha, that's it. Oh, you are the slowest tortoise, and I am the fastest hare." Finally, the tortoise got a word in edgewise, and he said,
I may not be really quick, but I always get where I'm going."
"How do you know? Takes you so long to get there, you probably forget where you were going before you get there. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha."
"Oh, yeah?"
said the tortoise. "Ha ha, ha ha, ha. Yeah, oh yeah. Why, I'd love to see you really running as fast as you could. Or maybe you are right now. Of course, right now you're standing still. Ha ha, ha ha."
"I'm tired of your rudeness, hare. I'm gonna show you. I challenge you to a race."
"A race, eh? Ha, ha, ha. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. You, a tortoise, running against me, the fastest creature in the neighborhood. Why? Ha, ha, ha." And he laid down and laughed until his sides ached. And when he was done, the tortoise was still standing there. And the tortoise said,
"Well, you may be laughing now, but we'll see how you are when the race is all run."
And the hare said, "Okay, tomorrow I will show you. Ha, ha, ha." And off he went. Well, word of this race spread throughout the neighborhood, and all the animals came to see. Naturally, they expected the hare to run circles around the tortoise. "Circles, nothing," said the hare. "I could run circles around him. I could run under him. He wouldn't even notice. He's so slow moving. Ha, ha, ha." They lined up, and the bear said that he would start the runners.
"Runners, on your mark."
"I'm the only one who's a runner. He's a walker. Why, he's hardly a walker. He's a stander still. Ha, ha, ha," said the hare.
"Get set," said the bear. "Go."
And the hare took off. Down the road he ran. He was so fast that soon he was out of sight.
While the tortoise slowly put one foot in front of another and started down the road.
Now the hare ran very fast. He loved to run, and he liked to be the fastest one of all. But after a while he said, "Hey, why am I knocking myself out? That guy is probably just starting his race, and here I am, working so hard at it. Ah, 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 I think I'll go up here on this sunny hill and just sit down for a minute." And he sat down to catch his breath, and he looked back up the road and he couldn't even see the tortoise. "Ah, ah, ah, what a chump, what a chump, what a chump," said the hare. "I think I'll just relax here and catch my breath." But the hare fell asleep in the relaxing sunlight, while the tortoise kept moving slowly up the road. At last, the tortoise could see the hare on the hill, and then the tortoise actually passed the hillside. And then the tortoise slowly headed for the finish line. About an hour later, the hare was suddenly awakened from his sleep by a loud noise, cheering and clapping, and he sat up and he rubbed his eyes and he looked around. "What's this? What's this? The tortoise is almost to the finish line. Why, this is impossible. How could this thing have happened? It's absolutely, why, I'll be disgraced. I'll be the most foolish-looking hare in history. I've got to win this race." And he rushed down from his hillside and headed for the finish line. But he was too late. He had left it too long, and the tortoise crossed the line. Hooray! Cried all the other beasts, and they picked the tortoise up on their shoulders and carried him around as their champion, while the embarrassed hare came in second. And the tortoise looked down at him and said,
Let that be a lesson, hare. Slow and steady wins the race.